or you kick me out, some of you, trouble is on the way. Yeah, some of you, look at the size of this crowd. Somebody you love gonna leave here. Some of you, I gotta say it, it pains me to say it, but I'm a prophet, not your buddy. Some of you, something dangerous may come down the pipe soon. That's just called life based on statistics. Some of you, the doctor gonna tell you something you don't wanna hear. I gotta get you ready. Some of you gonna think he's one thing and you're gonna read one text that's gonna change everything. Some of you, I gotta say it, things are going fine and you're gonna look up and you're gonna get the call that no mother wants to get. I'm telling you. So I've learned after 2 decades of pastoring, the way to prepare your people is by preaching truth. His word is truth. Truth, 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 grace and truth. And here's the truth. I don't know what's coming. I don't know what the doctor's saying. I don't know who's going to leave you. I don't know who's going to play you. But I got a word for you. He'll never leave you. I promise you. I promise you. He will be there when everybody walk away. He will be there when your mama don't act right. He will be there when you lose your friends. He will be there. And I close where I started. And so Jeremiah says, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. His compassions fail not. His mercies fail not. Watch this. They are new. I'm gone. They are new. They are new. Which means I never need leftover mercy. I never have to microwave mercy. I don't need Saturday's mercy. I don't need tomorrow's mercy, because whatever you've been through in life, whatever you did yesterday, when you woke up this morning, God had new mercy. Said, I got enough mercy to get you through the day. I don't know what happened in your life. I don't know who died. I don't know who hurt you. But if you woke up this morning, God gave you some new mercy, which means no matter what you did yesterday, push 5 people, say, do it again. That's the wrong person. Push 5 people, say, do it again.
This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
Me. Oh, yes, he is.
Right now, oh, right now, the Lord is blessing me. Right now, oh, right now,
you know,
he woke me up this morning and he started me.
Right now. And at this time, we're going to
A sinner.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you the reason why.
Oh, no.
If my Lord was to come for me, oh, I wouldn't be ready to die.
Oh, no.
Oh, because he woke me up this morning. Yeah.
Blessing me.
Whoa.
He woke me up this y'all put it up. I see some folks are still sitting down, and maybe God isn't blessing you, but I want you to rejoice because he's blessing somebody else. I understand that Brother Porsche rung the cancer-free bell this week. Amen. Come on. Come on. If you know he's blessing, come on. I don't think he's a member yet, but our police officer friend, he and his wife, they attend here, and I'm just putting that out there because I see some of you looking over your shoulder like, is he here to get me? No, he's at church, amen. And we thank God for him. And with that being said, let me go ahead and announce, I'm so happy to be able to announce that Brother DeBose has accepted the position of our security, chief of security. And I see God bless you. And so thank you, Brother DeBose. And he'll probably be looking for somebody to work along with him. But we are thankful that you have accepted that position. Amen. God is good, isn't he? Come on and stand on your feet, turning your Bibles to the book of Daniel. Daniel. Chapter 6. If I take these glasses off, I can see. Amen. Daniel chapter 6, verses 10 through 16. Father, we thank you now for this preaching privilege, and Father, we pray that you will speak a word into the hearts and minds of your people that will remind us that you are God. And God, we thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Daniel chapter 6, verses 10 through 16. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. I'm going to stop right there. Amen. Amen. I was telling our ministers that, amen, y'all can be seated in the presence of the Lord, that this message, amen, God bless you, has some age on it, and it been some 20 years, but for whatever reason, the Lord led me to deal with it today. And we just ask that you would pray for us and with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, ushers. And while I'm thanking the ushers, I want to thank Brother Wright. He's got our floors looking real good back there. Amen. I walked in that hall and couldn't do nothing but smile. Hey, I see myself in the floor. God bless you. Thank you, Brother Wright. Amen. The record is that the very night that Belshazzar, who had thrown a great party and sought to intensify the party by desecrating the golden vessels of God, it was in that same night, out of the sleeve of the night, that there came forth an embodied hand and started writing what I would call divine graffiti on the wall, suggesting to Belshazzar that it was already too late. Immediately following that, Cyrus the Persian overthrew Belshazzar and his Babylonian empire. After conquering Babylon, Cyrus the Persian goes on to conquer other territories of the then known world, seeking to keep Babylon under his jurisdiction. He leaves a man by the name, and you Bible readers will be acquainted with this name, a man by the name of Darius, who was one of his high military commanders. He leaves him as king of Babylon. When Darius, by appointment, ascends to the throne as king, he in turn, seeking to govern Babylon in the best possible fashion, divided the kingdom into 120 provinces. Over the 120 provinces, he appoints 120 princes who were to be sort of like subordinate governors. Over the 120 princes who were over the 120 provinces, Darius selects three presidents. And their job was to see it that these 120 princes did no damage to the king nor embezzled any finances from the kingdom. However, for some unmentioned reason, Darius selects one of the three presidents who was to be over the other two presidents as well as to be over the 120 princes who were over the 120 provinces. He chooses a brother by the name of Daniel. Daniel, a foreigner who had been taken captive. Now, even though we don't know why Darius selected a president to be over the other presidents, we do know why he chose Daniel. The Bible says that there was in Daniel an excellent spirit. And I want to say this to our young people as y'all go back to school or whatever it is that you endeavor to do in life, you need to check your spirit. When I say your spirit, I'm talking about your attitude. I'm talking about, amen, the way you look at life and the way you look at other people, because an excellent spirit in you can take you places that an education can't take you. Do I have any witnesses in here today? And so the Bible says that there was in Daniel an excellent spirit, and the word excellent means exceptionally good of its kind. And y'all, I try not to eat in fast food restaurants as much as is possible, but every now and then I find myself in a McDonald's or Taco Bell, and sometimes I leave shaking my head, asking myself, what are parents doing with these kids today? Because some of them have terrible attitudes. Amen. And I sympathize with you, because I know that on one hand you're saying, well, they're not paying me that much. Amen. But if you ever expect to be paid more, if you ever expect to be promoted or to be elevated, folk are looking at you where you are before they decide to elevate you to another level. You need to check your spirit, check your attitude. Amen. And so Daniel's attitude suggests that he was above and beyond. It surpassed the spirits of the other two presidents. The Bible says that he was found innocent before God. Now, you need to understand that the Bible does not make a practice of exposing strengths and covering weaknesses. I'm talking about anybody God used. Amen. The Bible doesn't just share with us their strong points. But you need to understand, and I don't know how y'all feel about it, but it blesses me because as a servant of God, I need to know that he doesn't just use perfect people. Oh, am I by myself in here this morning? As a servant of God, I need to know that he doesn't just use folk who have it all together, folk who've dotted every I and crossed every T, but I believe I ought to have some, there ought to be some choir members who can say, I'm glad that he used me. There ought to be some ushers who can say, I'm glad that he's you. Give him praise in this place. The Bible exposes both the strong points and the weaknesses, the successes and the failures of its heroes and heroines. But yet the Bible lists no sin nor guile for Brother Daniel. And if you want to find out where Daniel's troubles begin, in Babylon, you can stop right here. You see, Daniel's honesty and uprightness posed a very serious problem. His integrity became a barrier for the unbridled ambitions of the other two presidents, as well as the 120 princes. Because with Daniel over everything, there was no chance for any smuggling, no chance for any looting, no chance for any fraud, no chance for foul play, no chance for any underhanded opportunities. Amen, because Daniel was about God's business. The fact, y'all, that Daniel's internal excellence and his external uprightness harmonized with each other got Daniel in trouble. Daniel became the victim of the twin sins of envy and jealousy. And let me ask you a question this morning. Is there anybody that you know who's envious of you? Is there anybody that you know who's jealous of you? Amen. Can I tell you something that I heard said? It is said that envy and jealousy always hates the height it knows it can never attain. That's why they're hating on you. Because as much as they want to be like you, they know at the end of the day that God only made one like you, and they can try all they want, but they can't beat you at being you. Come on, somebody ought to pat yourself on the back right there. The reason they're hating on you and the reason they're jealous of you is because they want to be like you, but they know that God did not put in them what he put in you, and that's why I tell church folk, pick your head up. Put your shoulders intact. Amen. Let them hate all they want to hate, but I'm going to be the best that God will allow me to be. And that brings us to our first point. Because we are reminded that we have an enemy, the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and wickedness in high places. But the only way the devil is able to accomplish his work in earth is he's got to have some willing vessels. I said he's got to have some willing vessels. He's got to have some folk who are willing to lie. He's got to have some folk who are willing to gossip. He's got to have some folk, amen, who are willing to do whatever he asked them to do to try and hurt you or destroy you. But before I get to the end of this message, I want to encourage you by letting you know that if God be for you, I said if God be for you, he's more than the world against you. But because of that excellent spirit in Daniel, the devil came up with some demonic designs. Verse 4 says that the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel. Guess what they did? They began to subtly and secretly, in a clandestine and covert fashion, they started scrutinizing Daniel's dealings in the kingdom. They were trying to find something out on the brother. Amen. Amen. They were hoping to find something that was incongruous, something that was inconsistent, something that was unexplainable about his dealings with the kingdom, but in all of their secret checking and searching, they found out that Daniel was faithful to the cause of the kingdom. They checked, but they only found out that every judgment that he made, every deed that he did, every mandate that he gave and signed was faultless. They found out that there was no taking bypasses or shortcuts anywhere. They found out that there were no false balances, no short measures, no hidden agendas, not one dirty footprint, no skeletons in his closet. There was nothing shaky anywhere. Daniel was hated because his external actions harmonize with his internal excellence. Do y'all understand that the devil don't want you to live right? Do y'all understand that the devil gets angry with you when you make up in your mind, for Christ I'll live and for Christ I'll die? Do you understand that the devil gets on your trail when you finally make up in your mind, I'm going to try God, I'm going to give it my best shot, I'm going to try to live holy for you, God, I'm going to let some things go, I'm going to stop doing this and doing that? The devil will come up with demonic designs to try to destroy you. But I'm so glad. I said I'm so glad. Amen. That when God is on your side, he will cover you. It's not that you did it all right. It's not, amen, that you've been perfect. Amen. But is there anybody here who is a witness to the fact that God will hide you under the shadow of his wings? Is there anybody here? Amen. Our police officer is gone. So, amen. Is there anybody here who is willing to testify that I could have been in jail? I should have been in jail. I could be dead, sleeping in my grave. But in the midst of it all, God covered me. He kept me. He protected me. He shielded me. You ought to give him praise in this place today. But I think I need to pause parenthetically and tell you that just because the devil doesn't get you the first time, that don't mean he's not going to try again. He's coming back again. Amen. Amen. And when one thing don't work, amen, he'll come up with something else. But what we discover about Brother Daniel, and I had to come up with the word really to describe him, he was what you might call ungetettable. Ungetettable. They tried, but they couldn't get it. Mr. Miller, they did everything. They looked everywhere, but they could not find anything on Brother Daniel. But is there anybody here who knows that when folk can't find something on you, they will tell a lie. They will make up something. Oh, come on, I know I'm not the only one. Amen. Folk will do whatever they think will work to try to hurt you. But Daniel had something going for him, y'all. Amen. He served God. And they concluded that, amen, if he's not going to break the rules that we have, we're going to make up some rules that we know he's going to have to break. So what did they do? They came up with this decree. They went to the king. They said, King, we want to make you God for a month. King, we want, amen, you to be God for a month, and we don't want anybody worshiping any other God but you, oh, great king. You're so awesome. Y'all know who would have loved that, amen. Oh, my, oh, my. Hey, they're trying to be king, amen. But I don't care what they call him. Amen. Amen. I there's only one king I'm going to serve. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be like Daniel. I'm going to stand like Daniel. I don't care what they come up with in Washington. Amen. All that crazy stuff coming out of our White House. Amen. The king that I bow to, the king that I serve, his name is Jesus. Is there anybody who knows him today? But they say, King, we want you to be God for a month. And if anybody worships or prays to any other God but you, O King, we want them to be thrown in the lion's den. And y'all